Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
From Boston. I gotta agree with Petey on this one. There's no way we should be listening to any Jeremy Renner songs, man. It's just nuts. The guy was gem in the town. I mean, it's disrespectful for him to even pick up a microphone. And Biscuit, what the hell do you work out to? What kind of bouncy bullshit gets you hyped on a run? I mean, no Metallica, no Led Zeppelin, nothing like that. I mean, what the hell is going on here? You run to dance music? This Renner, he's got me on a 7 and I'm on a 15. That's complete bullshit. Put on some AC/DC, kid, and find out what it is to really get a workout, will ya? Later.
DJ Lou switching it up. Pete and Sebastian Show, we're back. I'm excited for this one. I'll let you take over because you guys are face to face. You got to walk them through what the situation is here.
So I'm in studio with Lou, and I came in on an Instagram Live, and Lou came down to greet me because he wanted to do a little cigarette before the show, and he was with Dan Soder of Billions fame.
Yes.
And Dan's like, nice to meet you, right? Now, I've done Dan's, I've done Dan's show.
Oh, yeah, he said nice to meet you, right?
Yeah, he pulled a nice to meet you. I was on the guy's show for an hour.
That's right, I was with you. Huh?
Yeah.
What, face-to-face?
Yeah, face-to-face. I did. What's the show called, Lou?
The Bonfire. I just did it right before here.
Yeah. I've been on The Bonfire with him and Oakerson.
Yeah.
And how long ago?
Just about a year ago, right?
Yeah, about a year.
Okay.
Oh, was it? Oh.
And he pulled a nice to meet you. I was on the show, guy.
Huh.
But we did that. I came in. I told Lou, I need a little liquor tonight. And to be honest with you, I came in a little soused. I just had a meeting and I had a couple of tequilas. I was gonna bring a bottle of tequila in. I just didn't have the time to stop off and get it. So Lou has a private stash of what is it? Breckenridge?
Woodford.
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 We got Woodford. Yeah. And again, not a sponsor to show, but no. We're drinking a little whiskey. Me and Lou.
I'm telling you, it's cop whiskey, right?
Cop whiskey.
Just in the drawer off to the side after a hard day. You loosen the tie and open it up.
He went to an undisclosed location. He left the room.
His
I don't know where
desk.
The hell he went.
Guy went to his desk. What the fuck you think he went to? Some special cellar? I'm telling you, it's cop whiskey after you get the rapist.
I've had a tough day.
What do you got? Are you drinking out of a plastic cup? Does it even have glass for you?
No, man. It's a plastic high-top coffee mug, something that you would have a Starbucks coffee in. That's what we're drinking the whiskey out of tonight.
That's what Marsha, Christopher Darden and the other white woman who was the head prosecutor.
Marsha Clark.
Yeah, remember they were drinking whiskey out of plastic cups in the back office after a hard day.
Yeah, that's just, what me and Lou are doing.
This case is a circus.
So we are here, Sirius XM, New York City. Pete's in for Donya. I actually thought on the way over here, Christmas time is around the corner, and for specifically Lou, just trying to figure out, man, last year with the Pearl Jam, I got to figure out, and I'm starting to think of Christmas gifts right now. Have you even thought about that yet?
Well, look, This is a perfect example. I'm not even a part of your family, and I'm most excited about the possibility of round two with Rob Vices. I don't even care what my family gets me.
I feel like now I gotta... Oh, this is a nice little touch here with the Christmas vibe, because I feel this year I am getting into Christmas early. I told Lana we got to figure out what the tree situation is, because normally we bring in the tree and then we have it decorated, right?
Yeah.
How about this, guys? Listen to this new one.
You're going to Santa's house. You're spending a weekend.
Not yet.
There really is a Santa. A handful of people know him. You're in the club now.
How do you feel? How do you feel about a black Christmas tree?
You know what? To Serafina, it wouldn't be weird, so why not? Next year's will be orange. It'll only be weird when it finally is green. She'll go, what the hell is this? So, yeah.
Oh, man.
That'll be a thing growing up. She'll always wonder, what year, mommy, this year we'll do pink. That's how you guys roll. That's what I like about visiting you guys and knowing you when I lived in California for 1 year. You guys went in Rome. You guys embrace it. You got that California vibe, you know? Go for it. Black tree. Send photos, man.
Black tree this year. That's where we're headed. And I think that's a nice touch. You walk in and you're like, oh, I never seen a tree black before. So, come on,
and,
man.
And then all the presents are going to be what, red? You're going to look like a giant Nike sneaker?
We're going Michael Jordan Christmas this year. No, like,
by the
like,
way,
listen,
that was a long walk down Whiskey Road right there.
Oh,
no,
yeah, no, this paper cup is unbelievable. Listen, I pride myself not only on gift giving, but hospitality. By the way, I'm here so late that the cleaning crew is here.
I'm telling you, that's like the cops drinking the whiskey. The janitor walking by, wow, nice.
Yo, check out the uniforms they make them wear. Oh, like it's like Florence from the Jeffersons.
The woman who's cleaning up looks like Alice from Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
She's got a blue smock on. Which actually I kind of like.
I love your PC mate so much more than Lou. He's like Florence from Good Times or the Jeffersons.
Why, this ain't no costume. This is my maiden uniform.
You're like Alice from the Brady Bunch. Don't associate me with that last one.
But this woman's not even black or white. That's the beauty of it. She's right in between.
It's the same maid's uniform, though.
Yeah, no, we're just talking about the outfit. I get it, man. Yeah, that place has gone high tech with the little bubbles you climb inside to have a conversation. I mean, Sirius is the real deal now, man. By the way, I meant to ask you, Sebastian, do you listen to Sirius and do you have a favorite station?
Good question. I do not drive a car. I'm looking for a car, but I'm thinking to myself, man, I don't drive. I've been driving the scooter, and that's not good because I haven't drove the scooter since Serafina was born. I took it out the last 3 or 4 weeks, and man, I don't want Serafina to be fatherless. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Let's pull it back here. There are men out there protecting us. Firemen, police officers, and since your baby's born, you won't get on a Vespa to go to Whole Foods? Oh, what a dad. Dad of the year. I'll leave it into the hands of an Uber driver that might be completely baked right now as he's picking me up to take me where I need to go.
Oh, God. No, you're right. You're right.
Oh, you fellas have nothing to worry about. I'm a professional.
Professional what?
What else did I have to tell you right now?
Wait, there was a reason for all that, though, right? You said you didn't have a vehicle, but why was that all brought up, Lou? Do you remember?
Lou, where do we go with that? I think the whiskey might have taken us. I normally don't do the shows like this. I like to be professional, come in sober. But like I said, I had a meeting prior to this, and...
Well, you're with the right two guys.
Yeah, there you go, man. No problem.
We got you.
Light my lighter a couple of more times, and I'll catch right up to you, Pally.
I was so happy when I got the text that you needed a beer. I'm like, wow.
No, I text Lou coming in. I go, do you got like a beer or something up there? And then, like, I thought, and I'm sorry, I just thought this place would have like a bar set up somewhere. Lou, don't you think that would...
It should, like the Jimmy Kimmel Show does.
Yeah, like I thought there'd be like a green room where that you could just have access.
Yeah.
And apparently Lou had to run into a drawer up on the third floor to pull the cop whiskey out.
Yeah, well, that's how it is. I bet if you went through everyone's drawer, you'd find a full bar by the time you were done.
You know it, yep.
Lou, there's a lot of people on these shows that do they have a nip here and there?
Yeah, sure. Mostly the shows I'm on.
Yeah.
But you'll see when people clean out their desks and everybody's got a stash.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. See, maybe that's why Soda didn't say hi. Good to see you again, because he blacked out from the last time he was with you.
But didn't Soder and Okerson do something about us on their podcast? Didn't they have like a thing, like a whole story going on?
They did an impression of you.
Following up on Chicago Dicks, which everyone seems to think is a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Phil and Sebastian Maniscalco as two detectives. With a canine, Maggie, the attack dog.
Well, we don't use the canine unit until people are unable to be psychologied out of their place.
Captain Macho Man.
Yeah.
Captain Savage.
Got the brass leading down.
Wayne Rader threw an idea at me when he listens to the show. He listens to every show.
Love Wayne Rader.
Wayne said also, how about fucking Mayor Rodney Dangerfield?
Hey, I just found out you wrecked half the city. What do you want me to do? The Sears Tower ain't even there. It's down to a piece of rubble.
You're supposed to be a mayor, and you're looking that disheveled?
Hey, you never dealt with this high-level politics. I run a major city.
How do you expect to get anybody's respect when you're dressed like that?
Listen here, detective. I'm not looking for your respect. I get no respect. What I'm looking for is a reason that everything's destroyed south of California Avenue.
Your suit's completely wrinkled. You got nose hairs. I can't even. You got nose hairs coming out of your nose. I can't even, this guy.
I've never been talked to like that by a subordinate. I'm going to find out who your boss is. You're going to be given parking tickets by the time I'm done with you. I'm telling you. This kid got a real mouth.
Oh, a cadet Biggie Smalls just came into the room for a second.
I've been paranoid that everybody out here trying to kill me. You know what I mean? Ugh. I've been sitting around. Nah, man. It's Brooklyn.
How can you be that fat and black and expect to live a full life? If the bullets don't take you, diabetes will. I see your foot is so swole. I can't. Your foot's so. It's purple. I can't even.
Yeah. You just gotta be checking me. Make sure you be solving my murders. You know what I mean? I got all the little girls. I got all the little boys just dancing down around. You know what I mean? It's like my man Puffy be saying. You got more cases. You got more problems. You know what I mean?
I need you to put your hands behind your big fat back and link your wrists together.
Sebastian, I don't mean to tell you how to live your life, but you're turning this whole damn force against you. We are proud to be Chicago PD, and I'm especially happy to be the Chicago PD's psychotherapist.
You're gonna challenge me in front of a burp?
You guys are a couple of cops who live on the edge and play by their own rules? Why would you do that? You guys sound like a couple of Chicago dicks.
Chicago dicks. Coming soon.
okay, so this guy, they were doing impressions of me, and this guy goes, nice to be, I can't get over it.
Well, I got to bring this up, man, so I'm glad I have it in front of me. But this past weekend, Jackie ran the half marathon in Niagara Falls. Remember me bringing that up to you guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Jackie said, hey, why don't we just offer a ride to my friend? Because we're going the same thing. We got to go over the border. I'm like, yeah, of course, man. And now she's friends with this guy. I don't know if they're dating or not. I just know they're friends. And I met him once, and he's a really nice guy. But I met him once for about 5 minutes. So we're going to give them both a ride. So I said to Jackie, okay, but listen, you got to figure out, like, somehow tell your friend politely to tell the guy that when once you guys take off, you run for, like, 2.5 hours. So, like, me and Sadie, we have fun. We go do something together during that time, you know? So, like,
yeah.
He's not hanging out. And she goes, well, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I go, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, this guy ain't hanging out with me and my daughter for 2.5 hours. I met him for 5 minutes. So she goes, well, you know, when you get there, you just tell him you're going to go do your thing. Oh, okay. So I'm going to drive him over the border. You two are going to go run for 13 miles. And I'm going to turn around to him and go, see you in 2 hours later. And
why are you even driving this guy?
Listen, we're all going the same way. Why burn the gas twice? We all, you know, we're all together. It's like, am I literally explaining carpooling to you in 2018, guy? Well, I mean, no, people carpool, bro.
I don't. What do you mean? I don't carpool. I'll see you there.
Now, first of all, there was people doing a full marathon. She was only doing a half. I got to say, 15th out of 750 women. Second in an age group, 80th out of 1,400 people, 735 pace. She gave me a whole thing to say. But seriously, she did it in an hour and 39 minutes, man. She crushed it. Crushed it. So I wanna say congratulations to my wife. She qualified for the New York City Marathon. She really wants to do the Chicago one if she gets into that. That's her first choice. But anyway.
Okay. Let me just stop you here. Let me, and we didn't even talk about this, but the last time when I did Radio City, you guys came in and you guys stayed at the same hotel we were staying at, and we saw you in the gym. Your wife was running on the treadmill. And I have to tell you, and Lana and I talked about this on the way out of the gym, I've never seen anybody run at the velocity that she was running. And you know what? You know a runner based on, number one, the outfit, because she had the whole runner gear on.
Yeah.
But then you also know a runner by the form. I mean,
yes, the gait.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, I think so.
The gait. You know,
all the form. You're right, though. Yeah.
Whatever she was doing, if you looked over and you were on the treadmill and you kind of glanced over to what she was doing, you would go, "Wow, let me just step off and take a look at how a real runner runs," because she had a thing, and maybe I don't know if she even noticed this, but it like she had the thumb and the index finger kind of pressed together, like there was like a penny between those two, and the three fingers just kind of fanned out. And I was like, man, it's like when I run, I look like I'm being chased by a gorilla. What the fuck was that? I'm good. But so the fact that you're telling me that she is in the top of her class in her age group and she's finished, what did you say, 80 out of what?
80 out of 1,400, but second in her age group. But
that's
but
unbelievable. So is your wife aware of what's going on during the race? Where like does she know at mile whatever 8? Hey. You're fourth. Kick the shit in gear, or she runs and then she just looks up and goes, oh, wow, I'm second. How does that work?
No, well, time, that good question, bro. She doesn't with other people as far as, oh, I'm fourth or I'm 10th. It's just her own time, and she's got this watch where it beeps every time she just went another mile, and then she can look at a watch and it tells her what her pace is, how far she is. So it's all about, she knew, I think for her age group, she needed like a 1:42 time to qualify for the New York City Marathon. So she ended up doing it, like I said, 1:39 and change, So that was what was on her mind. So, you know, yeah, she said at one point she got to like the seventh mile, and there's a pace guy. These guys, when you run these races, they, like, if you want to keep a 7:40 pace per mile, which is what Jackie wanted to keep,
mm-hmm.
these guys run holding a stick that says 7:40, and they run basically at a pace of 7:40, and you can just run with them. Like, if I can just stay with that dude. These are like elite runners. Like, who the fuck can run? They're running with like a yardstick with a big thing on it that says, you know, 7:40.
Hold on.
Yeah.
There's a guy with a stick who's like a pace car.
Yeah. Okay. For all different paces that you might want to do. I mean, not maybe there's like 15 of them. I don't know how many. But yeah, if you want to do with this pace, there's a guy with the stick. Stay. So when you line up, you want to stay with the guy with your stick.
Wait a minute. So this guy ain't even running the marathon. This guy is literally running outside the marathon so you can keep...
No, he's a runner, and he's dressed like a runner, and he's got a tag on him. He's another runner in the race, but he's a volunteer who, while he runs, in the middle of the race, he's holding up a stick. Yeah.
Okay.
But he's not on the sidelines running with you.
No. Okay. So
everybody get out of the way. Here comes the guy with the stick.
So this guy is involved in the race, but he's like a pace runner. So my question is, do they go to the 7:40 guy, and do they go, listen, we need you to do 7. Could you do it? Or is this does he max out at 7:40?
What a fucking great question. Because, all right, obviously you can't max out at 7:40, because if that was your max, you'd be like, I can't be holding a stick. That's my max without a stick, right? You got to be doing, I'd say, at least 6:40 minutes without the stick to even think about doing a 7:40 minute with the stick, wouldn't you say? I mean...
Wait,
you're asking him to do a 7-minute stick, he'd probably say, yeah, get off the phone, turn to his wife. Oh, God damn it, baby. They just asked me to do a 7-minute with the stick? Jerry, you've never done a 7-minute with the stick before.
Oh, shit.
Has anyone ever dropped stick halfway through and just said, I can't fucking hold a stick?
Wait, is this guy actually holding a stick?
Yeah, it's like a yard. Picture like a yardstick.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, you just staple to it a big piece of white construction paper that in marker it says 7:40. And he holds it up. So even in a crowd, you can see there he is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. And he holds it the whole time and runs with that shit. That,
congratulations to Jackie for really. Now, are you and Sadie there? This is what I've always wondered, because I got a buddy of mine that his wife does a lot of this marathon stuff. So when you go to a marathon, what do? Set up at mile 2? And then what? Get in the car, you run down to mile 5. How does it work with the cheering? Because you go to a soccer, baseball game, football game, you sit in the stands, you cheer. But shit, the game's moving on a marathon. Yeah. You move with the game?
Well, first of all, Jackie's never run a marathon. So she's leading up to this. So the half marathon is only about 2 hours. So yeah, the marathon, it's a different story. But with the half one, me and Sadie like to just kill a little time. So I just have two things I can't forget to say. We're crossing back over the border, and Jackie's got 2 medals for the times and stuff. And they're around the neck. You know, I'm proud of her, and she's excited. She busted her ass. And the guy at the border goes, where you coming from? We say the race. Okay, are you bringing anything back over the border? And Jackie leans over from the passenger side and says, just a couple of medals. Ha ha ha! I said, Jack, you don't fuck around at the border, Jack. You don't crack jokes and shit.
Oh, man. Your wife and my wife are one and the same. All right? Let me tell you about my border story with my wife early on. We were going on an Alaskan cruise, and we had to go through Vancouver, and we were at the border in Canada, right? And I'd known my wife now for maybe a year and a half, 2 years. So we go up to the border crossing, and the border agent goes, Mrs. Gomez, what do you do for a living? And she goes, porn star? Are you trying to be funny? This shit don't work here, right?
Where are we going in? Where are we going in?
Canada. Now, Canada is one of these states. It's literally harder to get into Canada than the United States. So the guy goes, sorry? And she's laughing. And I give her, do you ever give your wife a look with no words? But the look on your face goes, you shouldn't have said that. Yeah. And she's laughing like, ha, ha. Oh, I'm just kidding. Hey, we don't kid here. We don't kid at the border, right?
Yeah.
Like, when I'm at the border, they go, what are you doing here? I don't even know what to fucking say. Like, I'm like, I go, I'm here for a business. I become a robot, right?
Absolutely. I get very nervous. If I'm driving, I do not go up until the car in front of me is completely gone. My window is down. I'm like, Jackie, give me the passports. Open them to the faces. Open them to the faces. Hurry up. You ever do that? They're like, can you open it to the face? And then they give it back to you. I'm thumbing through like there's heroin in between each page and I don't want them to see it. Oh, fuck. I can't find my face. And man. I just get scared. Just
scared.
Let me
You're a
in.
Citizen of the country. Right? Yeah. Especially getting back in the United States. You're a citizen of the country. You have no priors. You have no drugs. You have nothing. And you're trying to get back in and you're scared shitless. Could you imagine what the feeling's like if you're trying to sneak in? I'm scared and I'm a citizen.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I think it would be easier. You ever like go through the border and you're like, I feel like I could just go right around this shit over in that woods over there and I'd be at a goddamn Dunkin' Donuts within 30 minutes. You know? I mean, do they have it all covered? If I just walked off,
is everything covered?
I mean, I don't need to do a dance, but I feel like I could get back and forth from Quebec 3-4 times in a week, bro. I just got the skill.
No, I think you have that stealth skill set where you could kind of slip in, and we've.
You don't think you could get into Mexico? Come on, your life dependent on it.
No, you know what? We've heard on past shows with you and your ability to hide, you know, stash in the Bahamas, right? I feel like you have that mindset where you could get in and out without detection, but I feel like I got that aura where they're like, oh, God, this guy's trying to sneak and nab him.
I know. It's scary no matter when or where you're crossing, bro. I'm telling you. So in closing, though, with this race, I just want to say, do you remember me telling you about how I was trying to nip it in the bud? About telling Jackie to tell her friend that I don't want to spend time with the guy.
Yeah, right? So what happened with that?
So, the guy's not coming, so it's not an issue. We're going in separate cars. Then the night before, it turns out he is coming. So, okay. I go, Jack, don't worry about me. Okay, we get to the race. They both run off. Good luck. See ya. Then we have to get back in our vehicles and drive to another spot where they're going to finish. And that's where we get out now. We're right at Niagara Falls. I'm just going to take Sadie over to the falls, get out of the vehicle. This guy gets out of his vehicle. I want to preface this. This guy is a mensch. Absolute, sweet, nice man. Nothing wrong with this man. It's just that I wanted to be alone with Sadie, which I had said. I tried to avoid it at all costs. And what comes my way, bro? He says, do you mind if I tag along with you guys for a couple of hours? I spent 3 weeks living here. 3 weeks! 3 weeks! I go, yeah, no, of course, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? They would do that high pitch.
Oh my God.
Me, my daughter, and a man I met once and she never met went and looked at the Niagara Falls together. He grabbed my phone and took a photo of me and her. I grabbed his phone, took a photo of him. And
Oh my God.
We went to the candy shop. We got to the candy shop. I said, well, I'll find you in here on the way out.
Oh my God. Oh man, it's a shame. Did your daughter say anything? Like, what the dad? What's going on?
But yeah, I mean, he's like I said, he's a real nice guy, and he had nowhere else to go. And I get it. That's why I was telling Jackie, tell him to maybe bring a book or something. Like, let him know I want to do something alone with. So he was just kind of like always like. Almost like if you had security with you and you told them to stay about 30 feet back.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's green coming out. Horsepower, static.
Horsepower,
Shot fired.
Holy shit.
Rawhide is okay. Follow up. Rawhide is okay.
Comedians Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco. The Pete and Sebastian Show.
Back to the White House. Rawhide is okay.
It was fun. Oh, by the way, guy comes up to me at the thing. He says, Pete Corielli? Hey, how you doing? My name's Dave. Big fan of the cast. Heard you might be here. I can't believe I ran into you. Oh, and I lean over to him. I shake his hand. I go, the guy behind me is the guy I was talking about.
Oh, no. What's his
so
response?
We're international, by the way. We're international because I was on the Canadian side. This show is international.
Oh, wow. So.
Anyway, so by the way, dude, I just saw, you don't even bring it all up. What is this? Billboard has their first ever Comedian of the Year award. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah.
Congratulations, dude. The first ever recipient.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Has there already been an award ceremony?
No, it's in November, and it's funny that you bring this up because I've been having a problem. They're asking me, who do you want to present the award to you?
Yeah.
I don't have anybody. Suggestions?
They're going to obviously want a celebrity, so why don't
you... Okay, listen, let me give you... It's not televised, okay?
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't really have to be a celebrity, but it has to be kind of someone within the industry. I don't know. Is it supposed to be a peer? Is it supposed to be someone kind of like a comedian? You know, like
club owner that particularly gave you a big break, or you feel close to, or.
So yeah, thank you for mentioning that. Billboard Comedian of the Year, the first ever award they're handing out to me in November at the Montage Hotel in Beverly Hills, and I have to figure out who the hell to present.
Tony Danza.
That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah. Dude. Totally. By the way, he'll be available. I caught a clip of that Netflix cop show.
That's it. Like, yeah. Lou's shaking his head. He goes, that's it. I got to cut that out.
Yeah, but no, but totally Tony Danza, and he could do the $20 thing, that dollar thing there where he puts it on the invisible string.
Don't make him fucking tap dance. Just make him do a speech.
Lou, tap dance? What are you kidding me? He's listening to this right now, pulling the $20 bill thing out of a drawer. He did it all night after Sebastian's.
He did like a magic
Netflix
trick.
Special.
Did we talk
about these Italians and the magic tricks?
Okay, did we talk about this? The magic trick?
No.
We didn't bring that up on the show that
time. No, I would have recalled that.
No.
Was at the after party that I barely got in.
You sprinted away from. Sure got out of there.
After the after party. No, this was after the show, the after party.
Yeah.
Danza and Pete was there, Pete's wife, me, my dad, everybody was there. Danza pulls out a $20 bill, right?
Yeah.
And if he puts it on the floor and he has a mechanism that reels it back in. So it's like one of those things where you're like, oh, that's $20. You go to grab it, and he snatches it because he's got like an invisible string attached to the $20 bill. He's doing this all night long.
Yeah. But,
and
but,
I'm like...
But the problem was nobody... Nobody, it's so loud and dark, and half the people there wouldn't even pick up a 20 if they saw it. So Dan's is going around talking to people and going, hey, look at a 20. Pick it up. Pick it up. Pick it up. So then you go, all right. Okay. And then you go to pick it up, and then he snaps the thing, and he goes, ha. So it's like, and then he's getting the same people twice. Like, you know? So.
No, it was like one of those things. You ever go to the mall and you ever go to the magic shop? There's a magic trick. I bought this damn thing where, what is it? It goes around your waist. You ever see this thing where it's like an invisible string and there's like a either a nickel or a quarter that goes around your waist? You're like, oh my God, how's it doing that? Are you looking this up, Lou?
No, I'm thinking of different magic songs to play behind the story.
Oh. Anyway, it's but one
it's
of
impressive.
These.
It's impressive, right?
Yeah, I used to do this shit when
don't
I was.
Don't play Steve Miller Abracadabra. I do not want to hear it, bro.
No way.
All right, keep going, Sebastian.
I used to do this magic. I used to be kind of a magic buff myself.
Me too. Early on, I had a magic kit, dude. I'd do it for the family. Right? You put the thing in the thing, and then you turn it around. Oh,
bro. All right, what did you have? Do you remember any of your tricks?
Well, this is one of these tricks where I went to a magic shop in a mall and picked up this thing. And I used to do it as a waiter. When it was slow, I used to entertain the wait staff with magic, but I didn't do it like it wasn't perfected. Like I couldn't perfect the damn thing good enough where people would go, holy shit. I would do it and then the thing would fall apart and they go, oh, that was cool, but that the nickel's on the floor now.
You're like the guy who can play like half a song on the guitar.
yeah totally.
But you were doing it. I stopped when I was like 7 or 8, man. I mean, you. How old were you? You're
no, I was
magic.
24.
Bro, what is going on with you? You were a weird dude, man.
You strange. Needed tips.
Strange.
I'm sorry, man. It's like.
No, my dad thought he was a magician growing up. He used to do that thing with his thumb. You ever see that thumb? The trick where you have your left hand and then you tuck your left thumb underneath and take your right thumb. Lou, you know what I'm talking about?
I do it to Sadie all the time. I pull my thumb off.
Yeah, the thumb off.
It's related to does I he, got your nose.
Does he? Wait, no, but if you line it up good, does he do the grimace like, and then it's hard to get up, and I can only get it apart about 2 inches, and then I put it back together, and I shake my hands, and she's like, do it again. I go, kid, it gives me arthritis. Oh, I get into it.
Oh, shit. No, my dad did the whole thing, so I grew up thinking my fucking father could take his thumbs apart.
Exactly, man. That's magic. I see the problem with magic, though, man. It's like David Copperfield, those are the Blaine guy. I get it. Cool. Rock star. But, man, everything leading up to that is, seems like depressing and,
It's a depressing. It's a depressing life.
It's gotta be, man, right? Ta-da! Hey,
look at this. Look at this.
I mean, even when it's great, I'm like, yeah, all right, now what?
But you know who's good and who I worked with before and I think I've mentioned on the show before is, what's that guy's name? Oz Perlman.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them are great, there's no doubt.
Look up... I think his name is Ozzy. God, what's his name? He's good, man. He's like a mind reader.
Oh, right. You talked about him. Right?
Yeah.
You went to see him.
Yeah. No, I didn't go to see him. We worked together at a corporate gig. And I want to hire him for a party. That's what I want to do. If this guy came to a party.
That's it. Oz Perlman.
Oz Perlman.
Yeah.
Okay.
this guy is fabulous.
Yeah.
All right. If you're looking to hire anybody for a party, like if this guy came into a party and you had like 25 people there, he could manipulate the entire party. And that's all people would be talking about, going, oh, we went to Pete's party.
Lou. Yeah. Yeah. You mean like a hypnotist?
No.
Mentalist.
Mentalist.
This guy. What does he do?
For example, this is not one of his tricks, but I'm going to tell you like what it would be like.
Okay.
Pete, think of a number. Okay.
All right.
He blows up a balloon. He throws it across the room. Somebody pops the balloon. The number 34 pops out of the balloon, and it's the number you were thinking about, right?
Literally didn't tell anyone, just thinking about my own head.
Yeah. Like
That is insane.
Insane. This guy, like, put it this way. One of these guys where the dollar bill, the serial number on the dollar bill, whatever the serial number that he gives somebody, it turns out to be the birth date of whoever's got the fucking dollar bill.
You know? Oh, come on, man.
He was on America's Got Talent. He's the real deal.
This guy is fantastic. This guy I will have at a party of mine within the next 18 months. And I told him that. When I work with him, I go, guy, I got to have... He's probably a fortune now. He's got his own TV show on NBC. Da, 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 da. But this guy, if you want to make a splash at a party, you bring in this OZ Perlman.
Wow.
He'll knock it out of the park.
Well, you know, this is interesting because I just got my hair cut today by my man Henry in Main Street, Fredonia. And long story short, there's a woman sitting there. And he goes, I want you to meet Carmen. I think her name was Carmen. And she comes over, and we're chatting. He's like, this is Pete. And he goes to Carmen, Pete has something that you have. And she goes, oh? And then Henry goes, Pete has a bad back. And she goes, oh, mine's healing. And then she, I'm not even kidding you. I got the gown on. He's clipping my hair. My body's completely covered. And she leans over, and she goes, is it your hip? She goes, is it your back or is it your left hip that's actually the problem? I go, yeah, it is my left hip. And she goes, yeah, I'm sensing the energy, the bad energy coming off of the left hip. Come on, bro. What are you buying that? I can't decide.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm totally into that, man. I'm totally into energies.
I was actually so in that I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, then she goes, let me ask you. She goes, I'm feeling like you have money, but yet you're stressed about finances or something with, like, what do you worry about? I'm sensing something. I go, well, I actually worry every day about someday no one thinking I'm funny and I can't get booked. Because the guy Henry told her I was a comedian. Mm. And she goes, I go every day. I wake up and I think about it first thing. And she's like, but you're doing great and life is wonderful. So that you have to just enjoy the positive energy when you feel that way, your hip that goes to your hip. Let me repeat after me. Repeat after me. It doesn't matter if I don't get booked. And I go, well, I wouldn't eat, so. And she goes, no, just say it. I go, I'm literally getting my hair cut, bro. And I go, it wouldn't matter if I don't get booked. No, say it doesn't matter if I don't get booked. I go, it doesn't. No, she goes, say it.
Wait. You're saying this in a chair?
To the lady. Because she got me with the left hip out of nowhere that I'm like, listen, if this is the real deal, I don't want to miss out on the opportunity. And then she goes, do you mind afterwards if I just show you a few self-healing techniques? Just... And I go, sure. And I go, I stand over there with her, and she's like, are you familiar with Ricky or something? And it's some Japanese or Chinese sort of healing thing.
Reiki, yeah.
Reiki.
Yeah.
And she goes, stand here, and she takes my palms, and she goes, open up your hands. And I have my hands out with my palms up. She has hers out, bro, right next to the register. I just paid $17.50 for a haircut, and I got my fucking hands out with this lady. And she goes, when your hands are out like this, you're allowing positive energy to come into you. You're collecting it. You deserve it. Bring it in. Feel it. When your hands are clenched, you're holding in rage and fighting out good energy. You're keeping it away from you. Now keep your hands open. Now rub them together, and we rub them together just to give them a little warmth. Put them on the part of you that's hurting. Put them on your lower back.
Oh, wow. This is a lot, man, for a haircut.
And I put them there, and she goes, now, tell your pain to go away. Tell it it's okay to leave. Tell your pain, leave. And I'm going, leave, pain. Leave. Oh, and she's like, yes. Bro, like, my back still hurt. Fucking humaja mama. The fuck. But, I mean, if you do that over and over, does it work? Am I taking the pain away? It's only there because I'm allowing it to be there. Get it out with your hands. Just. So, anyway.
Bro, this is LA shit.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. 5 minutes later, I said, you guys ever hear of a vampire facial? And they go, no. I go, yeah, my buddy got one in fucking Hollywood. They poke holes in your face and then drop your money. They're like, oh, yeah, Hollywood. Meanwhile, I just was holding my palms out.
Oh, wow, man. I can't believe this is happening in your area.
But do you believe in that, bro? Is there something to that?
No, there is something to that. I mean, I know that you're a little bit more closed-minded in that area than I am. I think Lou and I are a little bit more open-minded, especially with the whiskey in our coffee cups tonight. But I believe in that stuff, you know, that energy stuff. Here, for example, if you say something out loud, they say if you put it in the universe, like, hey, I want to play whatever. You know, whatever you want to do, whatever you want right. to do in life, I want to be the biggest star at Sirius XM. If you put that out there, I believe that it might not come to you at that moment, but 2-3 years from now, whatever, 4 or 5, it will come back to you. I had this situation happen to me tonight where I met the guy that, just say I met a guy and he said, I put it out in the universe that I kind of wanted to work with you, and here we are 2 years later. It's amazing, the energy. If you put it out there, it might manifest itself to come back to you. And not, I'm not one of these, like, these guys who completely prescribe to this, but I believe there's some truth to it.
Are you saying that you said that to some guy you worked with?
I didn't say that. The guy said it to me. But.
It's amazing that you buy everything on something. Holy shit, man.
No, but like I'm telling you, there's things in life, if you verbalize them and you talk about them, they could they could happen. That's all.
Like I'm feeling that as I get older, bro. I'm trying to accept that more.
No, I believe it. With age comes this wisdom. And whether you're single and you're trying to figure out, like, why don't I have a husband? Why don't I have a wife? If you put it out there and you're not so critical of people, and I've known this with age, that I used to be very, I used to shut people down right away because I'd be turned off by A, B, and C. But as I grow older, I learn to become a little bit more accepting. And if you allow people to enter your life, you'd be surprised sometimes how your first impressions were wrong. And 'cause you don't know what's going on with people.
I know.
You don't know what's behind the curtain. You might go, oh, asshole, jerk off, whatever, this, that, and the other thing. And you trust your gut instinct. But I believe if you open yourself up a little bit, you would develop friendships that you never thought you would have otherwise.
Are you saying this to the listeners or are you saying this to me?
I am saying this to the listeners because I know there's listeners out there that have this problem.
All right. Yeah, no, it's true, man. You never know. Where a friendship can develop.
You know.
Seriously? What? Is that what we're doing? Is that vibe?
I knew that was coming.
Well, I don't know what we're doing. I'm trying to join in with the kumbaya.
You started this. He just finished it with a positive thought.
Oh, I think what? That was the half of whiskey and tequila talking. I have no idea. But, no, I believe that's the case.
Once you do that, let it go. And then after that, be natural. And there's nothing more attractive than a person who radiates simple, unaffected humanity.
Do we have a something we should read?
Yeah, I'd say we shouldn't read that today. Yeah, I'm gonna make an executive decision.
Yeah,
is this water?
Yeah, for you.
Oh, okay.
Sebastian.
By the way, let's talk about Lou's bartending service.
Hey, oh really? He's got it going for you.
Whiskey straight. What a water back.
I did everything but put a napkin down.
Oh wow! There's everything here but some cashews.
Man, you know, I got to say, I did this really great country club out in the New York. It was on City Island at the very tip, and it was a lot of fun. But one of our listeners, great dude, Anthony, took me to the bar, and they were having a couple shots at a country club, and the shots were in plastic cups, little ones. So Lou was basically serving you better than a country club that I was in. That's a step up.
I like that you drink. I like a bartender who drinks. Otherwise, I feel like I'm being poisoned.
Pete, what do you got on this?
Literally, Lou, we'll do it later. You're right. This is fucking...
All right.
Okay, when you want to talk about a product that is in my wheelhouse, I'm here to talk about Simple Contacts, all right? Simple Contacts. You can go to simplecontacts.com/DJ Lou and you will get a $20 offer discount. You can also just go to checkout when you're at Simple Contacts and put in DJ Lou and you'll still get that $20 off. And listen, you're going to want that $20 off. Let me explain Simple Contacts to you. Anyone who has contact lenses like myself, you ever at the end of the year, you know your prescription hasn't changed, but the only way you can get more contacts is by going back to the doctor, paying $100 or $200 for another eye exam to be told you have the same prescription anyway, and then you can go get your contacts. It's so annoying! But with Simple Contacts, I did this. It's insane, man. You literally go to the website and sign up, and then you take an eye exam with your phone. Jackie held the phone for me. You gotta be 10 feet away. But I can't tell you how easy it is. The phone literally reads off if you're 7 feet and then you back up 8 feet. And then when you get to 10 feet, it goes, ding, that's perfect or something like that. And there's literally a doctor, an eye doctor on the other end of the phone. She talks to you for a second and then she shows you an eye chart and you got to follow the eye chart and read it properly. You got to cover one eye and stuff. And if you pass... boom! They let you know if you passed within a day. They send you an email. And then they send you the contacts that you already have that you need more of. That's it. And it takes 5 minutes from your kitchen or wherever you want to do it. And get this. They have almost every kind of contact lens you can have. So once you pass the test, they're just going to send you the contacts you have. Not some other brand. The exact same ones. And for the lowest price. It's not even like they're jacking you for the contacts. I mean, listen, let's not forget, you still got to go for your visit every once in a while and get your periodic full eye health exam, all right? This isn't a replacement for that. But you know, once in a while, you have those years, a couple in a row, where you know your prescription hasn't changed. No more getting in the car and making an appointment. You're doing it from your house. Welcome to the modern age, baby. SimpleContacts.com/DJ Lou. And get yourself $20 off. Or like I said, just go to simplecontacts.com. And when you check out for the code, you can put in DJ Lou and you get $20 off. So basically, you're getting the vision test for free. This thing is insane. You got to do it. All right. I'm serious. Later.
All right. So anyway, what's up, dude? Let's get back to the scheduled show. Dude, I want to talk about... Are you happy with the final photo that we're going with for the promos?
Yeah, so we picked a new photo. I think I'm pretty happy with it. I don't know what's going to go around the photo as far as the graphics is concerned, but I think the photo kind of encapsulates?
Capsulate. Wait.
Encapsulates. Okay. Oh. No, I shouldn't have jumped in. Why did I jump in?
So dumb.
Wasn't even
man,
my fight.
Dumb. That's dumb.
God damn.
whatever. I think it really kind of...
We're going to just walk away? This is embarrassing, man. You ever do this when you're a kid in class and one kid can't read the line and you're like, all right, let it go. Next guy. Next guy. It's going to be pumping gas 10 years from now anyway.
Oh, my God. Do you ever do that in class where you know you're going to be reading and then you go to your paragraph, right? Like,
oh, absolutely. You time that shit in.
You're sitting there going, okay, I got the third paragraph. Then you're not even listening to the one and two before you. You're reading yours out, and you're like, oh man, that's gonna be a tough word to pronounce.
Oh, if you got a girl named Kathy next to you, once you hear her reading her line, I'm putting my finger over my first word, the, like right below it. Get ready. As soon as she's done, boom. Oh, yeah, keep the train going. You fucked that up. You look dumb, right? That's huge.
Oh, man. They're literally shutting lights down here.
All right.
How long have we been on?
We got about 55 minutes of the show.
Oh, that's pretty good.
A lot of fat.
Really?
Is it a lot of cut down here, Lou?
What do you mean? On this show?
Yeah.
I mean, no, not a lot. I'd say about 4 minutes, 5 minutes of shit.
All right. So what do I got? Oh, yeah, we're almost sold out at this point. We probably are by now at the Opera House in Fredonia, man. Me and Brewer, October 26th. Anyway, a new one added, Stand Up Live, Phoenix, Arizona, coming your way November 9th and 10th. Friday, Saturday, Stand Up Live, Phoenix, Arizona. November 3rd, Comics Come Home at Boston Garden with Dennis Leary and Brewer and Regan. And Mojo's Comedy Club is another one I want to say out there in Youngstown, Ohio, November 16th and 17th.
Quick side note on that Phoenix Club. What a great club. Have you played that club, Stand Up Live?
Yeah, beautiful club.
Beautiful club. So if you're in Arizona, definitely check Pete out over there. It's a really nice spot. I had a whole new tour announced as far as dates for 2019 that just came out. And there's just a lot going on in the month, or sorry, the year of 2019. And I just want to just spit out some dates in no particular order. Places I've never even been before. South Bend, Indiana, February 21st. February 22nd, Rockford, Illinois. February 23rd, Peoria, Illinois. Let me just skip around here. March 9th, Reno, Nevada. Denver, March 22nd. San Antonio. I've been there once, but can't wait to go back. March 28th. Ooh. Going to Biloxi, Mississippi, March 30th. Got a lot of family out there. April 5th, Detroit, Michigan. Tunica, Mississippi, April 12th. I'm going to Idaho, Des Moines,
Iowa.
Iowa?
That's definitely Iowa.
Des Moines.
Yes, that's Iowa.
Definitely.
Okay, we're Iowa guys. See, this is like lack of education. Louisville, Indianapolis, St. Louis, San Diego, Phoenix. It's all on SebastianLive.com. Go there. I am in town doing, and I'll just, I don't know if I should. I'll hold it. I got two big ones. That's why I'm in town, but I'll hold it for another date.
Cool. Wow. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to my gigs with you working.
December,
people
have been asking. Pete and I going at the end of December doing a Florida run. Jacksonville, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa. At the end of the year, Pete and I will be performing together on stage. Get your tickets, SebastianLive.com. We are out.
Good hanging, guys.
Oh, I'm soaring, yeah, and darling, you'll be the one that I can need. Still be free. Our future's better day.
The show has ended.
We've heard on past shows with you and your ability to hide, you know, stash.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota #4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota #4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota #4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.